I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like to self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, I signed up for this virtual tarot class where you could learn about reading tarot.
Oh, you should have let me know. I so would have done that with you.
It is so cool. And it's this lady that I bought my first oracle deck through her, and I bought this I don't know, when I kind of started going on this journey of witchy stuff. There's this book that I
you
really
mean
loved.
Your life? That was you started life?
I was you're magical or something like that. And so her name is Tess Whitehurst, and she's got oracle decks. She's got a whole bunch of books, and I just really like her. I feel like I resonate with her a lot. And so I'm on her newsletter thing, and I saw that it was this Friday is a tarot class, learn to read tarot and just get some kind of basics, which I was feeling I needed, because I think I was thinking oh my God, I need to memorize all 78 of these cards.
That's how I felt too.
And it just feels a bit overwhelming, but it was really cool because she was no, you don't have to memorize the cards. I still look up the meanings.
That's what I would do, is when I would pull them, I would be look up the meanings and how I pulled them.
Yeah.
And stuff like that too. So,
so it was just really informative. It was really cool. And she showed us a spread that she really likes, and I don't know, it was just cool being able to learn something from someone who knows what they're talking about, instead of just let me research this and read it on my own. I just find it so helpful.
Because I think it's up to interpretation too, how you read it.
Yeah.
I think it's
that was kind of what she was saying too. There's obviously the meanings, but she's but it's also very much an intuitive language. You read it how what comes to mind, or you read the imagery and all this stuff, so you kind of find your own style and whatever. So it was just really, really cool and really
That's
fun.
Awesome. I catastrophize if it's something bad might happen. I'm okay, so my house is gonna burn down. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's what she was also kind of talking about, was reading the cards with non-judgment.
Yeah.
And so if you get a card that's quote unquote bad, it's also looking at the other cards around it, but also just kind of looking at it almost neutrally, and being okay, but what does this mean in a sense of the entirety of the reading? And
bad things also can lead to good things.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you got to clear the path and make way for
you
things.
Could lose a job, but you go to another job that's better for
exactly.
you, or you have a breakup and you find somebody who's better suited for you.
Right.
All the bad stuff
kind of the ebb
things.
And flow of life.
Yeah.
You know? It's that balance. But yeah, it was really fun. And I was oh my God, this is so cool. And it was $35.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it was a one-time class.
I don't know. I'm sure she has other ones. I think she also has a
I thought you were
a
long
circle.
Time class. I'm what?
Oh,
but that's...
oh no, I wish.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But no, it was just a one night situation. I don't know if she's doing more or whatever, but
that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sounds
what did you time. Do?
Last night I helped with, the National Violence Prevention Hotline, fashion show.
That's amazing.
So basically, I think it's good to talk about them.
Yeah.
They give people resources because there was a shooting in Denver a few years ago. A girl was walking her dog and some guy shot her.
Just like at random?
Shot her at random and Jesus. She passed away. And this is why her name is Bella. And this is how the hotline got established. And essentially, this guy who shot her had called his girlfriend and his friend like, hey, I need help. I'm going to be violent to the next person I see.
Oh my God.
So he reached out for help. So what the National Violence Prevention Hotline is for people that are thinking violent thoughts and need to talk it out with somebody. Right. They have like counselors there to talk
to. Dude, mm-hmm. What an amazing thing. And there's
been so many lives that have been saved. Like the woman that talks to a lot of people said sometimes calls can be hours.
I'm sure.
And people just talk about what's going on. People just need to
like talk about shit.
Yeah. So that's how it got established, is that guy was reaching out to not do what he did. But had
no one to help him.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's actually really cool. And I was just helping. They do, because the girl who lost her life to gun violence, she like loved fashion.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they do a fashion show. It was a lot because it went on later than it was supposed to, but so amazing. And the kids were like all excited. And
it's like a kid fashion show.
There were kids in the fashion show. There was like, they had designers and mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the models were all absolutely beautiful. And the kids were so cute.
Aww.
The kids I was associated with, one showed his muscles.
Okay.
And did this.
Love it. So, cute. For the fashion show, is it kind of like you get to like auction off like the clothing and then they raise money? No, it's just
showing the designer, but they give the names of the designer and like the kids were wearing stuff and like also they had a bridal collection from a designer. It was really cool and like the kids felt amazing.
Aww.
They weren't listening at one point. And I was like, if you're a model, we need to take a picture of you. And the kids all ran over and were like, it was so cute, but it was awesome. It was for a good cause. They did do auctions for like Broncos tickets, like Nuggets tickets. So they made some, and they also were like, if you want to pay for like 10 hours of counseling, like to donate. It was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they had keynote speakers of like gun violence, you know, people that are involved in that. So I think it'd be cool for us to hopefully connect with some of these people and talk about them further. I don't know. It was awesome. It was really cool. And we got to go to Mike Shanahan's old house.
Oh.
It was very small.
Oh.
No, it was the biggest house I've ever been in. It was really cool.
It was a cottage. No.
It was a cottage. 10 people at a time could fit in there. No, it was incredible. There was like, I've never been in a house that big. Oh, wow. I couldn't even find my way around. It was awesome, but yeah, it was a really cool event. So I'm happy I was able to help with that and do all that. So that was my self-care, you know.
Giving back.
Giving back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So I'm going to talk about the death of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's not one that's like heavily covered, but
really, I think it is.
It isn't. No, I was saying it isn't.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've like,
not as much as like the other ones, because there's 1,000 conspiracy theories. So mm-hmm. I did a lot of research to kind of get them in one.
Okay.
One that was particularly helpful is Hollywoodland.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you've ever listened to it, mm-hmm. but that one was so helpful. That one is like one of my favorite podcasts anyway. So
that's awesome.
All right. So Marilyn Monroe, I just want to preface this with the drugs in her that she supposedly took were not found in her system.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on this one.
Yeah. We all know. Anyways, she was born as Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, June 1st, 1926. As Danae said, almost 100 years ago.
That's crazy.
She was born to a single mom, but she was raised in orphanages and foster families because her mom wasn't really a set parent. She knew nothing about her dad, but in her head, her dad was Clark Gable. And Clark Gable was popular for the movie Gone with the Wind.
He's like the main guy, right? Mm-hmm. The handsome guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she always was like, you know, because she knew nothing about her dad, she's like, it's probably Clark Gable, and was a big fan of his. But she was known as like this beautiful blonde, but she was actually a brunette. Sorry, everyone out there. Sorry to break the illusion. So she just kind of had a really tough life. And since she was like passed from fosters and orphanages and all that stuff and had a mom who wasn't really there, she got married as soon as she could. In 1942, she married a neighbor boy. She was 16 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't she 16? Just like fucking wild.
Yeah. And, but actually it was not a horrible marriage. They just kind of married each other because
society.
It made sense. His name was James Doherty. Oh my gosh. It's hard to say that. And she just did it so she didn't have to stay in the foster system. The two weren't madly in love. They like cared for each other, but it wasn't like we married because we loved each other.
It was like a convenience kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. And at one point he had to go serve in the war, World War II. And she worked at a factory making materials for the war, which was like a common thing at that time. I remember like we can do it, that kind of thing. And a photographer, kind of for morale of like showing what women were doing while the men were at war, like took a picture of her. And that immediately was how she got discovered.
Oh, wow.
And she became like a pinup model immediately. But they like had her and she was like at a factory and she smiled and she had like curly brown hair. And immediately modeling agencies were like, hey,
you're hot.
You're hot. Come work with us. So she did a lot of contracts and everything. And at points, they kind of dried up. And she was known as a pinup model. And if you look up pinup model, you'll see pictures of her. And at one point, she wasn't getting a lot of contracts. And she ended up doing a topless photo shoot for a calendar.
Do what you gotta do, girl.
Well, you'll love what this did. I actually, genuinely.
Sell the nips.
She got, free them nips.
Get them out there.
She got $50. Which was a lot at that time, yes.
Hell yeah.
So the same year, she signed up with 20th Century Fox for a contract. So back in those days, people didn't sign on for movies. They signed on with like MGM, 20th Century Fox. Yeah, in the studio. Yeah. And I'm glad they don't do it that way because they're like, you're going to be in this movie and you're going to do this and this. Yeah. And so
old Hollywood, well, new Hollywood's fucked up too, but
I just want to say I'm doing this one and it's a lot of conspiracy theories, but I'm doing this story because of what's been coming up in the last few months with the Epstein files. It's not really conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I guarantee a lot of this stuff happens. So I do want to say, like, that's why I'm doing this one. It's like, conspiracy theories? Really, Kim? Yeah. I don't think they're conspiracy theories. So, anyways, welcome to the world. That's why I'm doing this one. So, she signed with them, was on a contract, and she didn't really worry about the photos, like the nude photos, like, because who would? Yeah. And they did actually come up and people were like, should she be with 20th Century Fox?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I wanted to eat. And people were like, relatable. And people actually stood behind her on that. They're like, oh, you have to do what you have to do. Love that. That's where I'm like.
There were like so many rules too, like with like in regards to film and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you couldn't show like sex scenes. Like you couldn't show a lot of stuff. And it was like, you kind of had to like creatively get around that. So I'm sure the like studio people were like, oh my God, boobies, you know? Like,
do you remember the movie Psycho? Mm-hmm. Like with the shower scene?
Yeah.
That was the first movie where a woman was shown in her bra.
Yeah.
It was the biggest bra ever. Like it's more coverage than my tank top
bra. But yeah, I mean, it was a big deal.
I just love in the 40s, people were like, that's relatable. She had to eat.
Yeah.
So that was like one thing when I was like a time
where like, you know, shit was hard.
Yeah. And she looked amazing. They're
like, yeah, we do have to eat.
God damn. Believe it or not. World War II is hard. We also have to eat.
Yeah.
But I love that people stood behind her. They're like, makes sense. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And she starred in a lot of movies and she loved to do comedy movies because she had a really funny side. And a lot of people were like, wow, she's really good. And like, she's actually a good actress. It's not like, I mean, she was hot and she was a good actress. So like, what more do you want? So she was in a movie called Men Prefer Blondes, and that's the movie where she sings Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. We all know that.
Everyone knows
that. Yeah. If you don't, get educated. So she married Joe DiMaggio on January 14th, 1954. And I'm just going to say up front, I think he was absolutely the best husband to her. And I'll explain later. Oh, it'll go down.
Yeah.
He was a New York Yankees player. He was very popular in baseball. Some of his records haven't even been beat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sports. He was known as the GOAT, if you will, of baseball. If you remember.
As the kids say.
Your nickname is Baseball Danae.
Oh, yeah. I loved Joe DiMaggio. He's my favorite.
He's everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite, obviously.
So he and her were married, and he was going to see her on the movie set of a movie called The 7-Year Itch. Do you know anything about that movie?
I didn't see that one, no.
Okay. Do you know the scene where she's on top of a sewer grate and it's pushing her dress up?
Oh,
and
yeah,
she's
yeah.
pushing it down?
Yeah.
Well, they were filming that scene, and Joe DiMaggio came on set and saw her doing that, and her dress is literally like blowing up by her face, and she's like, oh no, and there's a crowd. And he didn't like that.
Of course.
He was like, I don't like this.
I don't like that people can see her butt. I can.
He was kind of, that's where I'm like, about Joe DiMaggio, because he kind of wanted a wife, but.
Make that money, girl.
Yeah, I mean.
Show your butt.
Yeah. Wow. Who among us doesn't need.
You know, she's wearing like granny panties.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Like her butt is out. It's like she's wearing fucking 40s.
It's like they're also not showing panties. The scenes where it's like totally over her head. They're showing her being like, oh, oops.
Oopsies.
So she didn't mind people like. Hooting and hollering.
Yeah,
but
just like playing a character.
Yeah, he was uncomfortable with it. He also didn't like crowds, and there was huge crowds, and they had to like move him. I don't know. And so they ended up divorcing that same year in October 1954.
Oh, wow. That was short.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after that, she ended up, that's why I'm like, he's her best, and I'll get to it. She ended up marrying Arthur Miller, who was a playwright. He wrote Death of a Salesman.
Sure.
Did I read it? No. Did we talk about it in high school? Probably. I don't know.
It's a play or a book?
It's like a book, but it was also like written into a play. Kind of okay. like The Diary of Anne Frank. It was kind of like you're reading a script, sort of. What?
The Diary of Anne Frank was a play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize they made it into a play.
Yeah. So it was kind of like that style. But... her relationship with him wasn't as, like, highlighted as, like, the Joe DiMaggio one.
Okay.
But she was an avid reader, and I think that kind of led her to Arthur Miller. And at one point, she said his journal was sitting out on the table, and I'm like, girl, if you opened his journal, I support you fully. It was, like, reading his phone to see if he's doing. So she's like, I saw in a notebook, and I'm like, I support you. If you opened it, I mean, do what you have to do. But
because she didn't trust him, or just because it was out?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. This is Saturday. That's why it had to happen. I'm just kidding. I don't know. But he had written down that he was really disappointed that he had married her, and the only woman he would truly love was his daughter.
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah. And Arthur Miller was like asked about it, and he was like, I don't recall saying that or thinking that, but
she's like, I have the receipts, bitch. It's in your diary.
Yeah.
Dear diary,
today Marilyn made me really mad. So, but he's like, I don't recall that. And she was like pretty upset. And they got married on June 29, 1956, and they divorced sometime in 1961. But they probably did the whole separation thing before.
Sure.
So let's be honest. We're not here because we want to know about those relationships.
I don't give a shit about Arthur.
We want to know about the whole JFK situation.
Yeah.
So the two had run in very similar groups for very long, and they actually didn't meet, really, until 1961. And everyone said, yes, they hooked up, by the way.
Well, duh.
Yeah. But... it was said it was one time.
Be so for fucking real.
It was one time, Danae.
It was only one time, you guys. And we just kissed, like, for 2 seconds. And that was
What's funny is you kind of have to go off of word of mouth because we don't have any proof. I'm not saying it happened once. I definitely know it did not happen once.
Let's be so real.
But Marilyn really liked JFK, who they also called Jack. And I want you to know, as I was doing research on this, this is how dumb I am. My dad's name is John, and everyone calls him Jack. That's okay. How my dad knows, like, if it's illegal or, like, a personal thing. Like, if people are like, John, he's like, I don't know any Johns. But anyway, and they were talking about Jack, and I'm like, who the fuck? And then I'm like, hey, idiot, your dad does the same thing. So at points they were talking about Jack Kennedy, and I'm like, researching, like, who's Jack Kennedy?
And like, is there a different
it's Kennedy? Like JFK. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm stupid. And I'm like, no excuse, because that's like my dad's situation. So that was embarrassing. So she liked the idea of being the new Jackie Kennedy. Except for Blonde, obviously. And
daughter.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be real. And she would call him constantly.
Uh-oh.
And that's not a good look.
No.
Like,
we've all been there. Yeah. But don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not to the president.
Don't double text. That's our modern day.
Why are you calling him?
Yeah, she really liked him, but he was like,
ugh. He's like, I'm the president. I can fuck whoever I want. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's like, this is not a good look. But like, we were in the car coming over here, and like, I was doing further research, and I'm mm-hmm. like, and Keith was like listening, and I'm like, can you imagine, like, you would leave Jackie Kennedy and be with Marilyn Monroe? And Keith was like, yeah, that actually would be a bad look. I was like, not that any of it's excusable, I could like see, ooh, scandal. But also, like, he slept with her and he had a wife and she was not married. So,
yeah, I feel like that was like a common thing.
Yeah. But it wouldn't.
People loved like mistresses and cheating on their wives.
Yeah. Nowadays. Okay. Social media has its faults. Let's admit that up front. But I think it makes it harder to cheat.
I saw something that like millennials don't cheat nearly as much as like generations prior.
People previous would have families.
Because we didn't get married at fucking 16.
Yeah. And also, like, you can't have two families.
No. Marrying your 16-year-old boyfriend. Ugh. I would cheat for sure.
Okay. Let's be really real for a second. I didn't date at 16. I had no curves.
Well, and was I'm very just saying, like, awkward. First boyfriend.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Straight out the gates, you're like, let's get married. No.
No, I think no. I'd rather drink a vat of poison.
Exactly. Shivers of disgust.
By the way, we so support you guys. I don't talk to my first boyfriend. Anyways, but would not look good to the press. Sorry about that tangent. So, on March 19th, 1962, she ended up singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President.
We all know it.
We all. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Like, girl, be less obvious.
I should let you do it. You have the blonde hair.
She's like, it's too much. Like,
it is too much. It creeps me out.
I'm like, ew. Even if you were alone. Ew.
Have you ever?
You know?
Have you ever had somebody sing to you in person?
It's so, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
It's so
don't
weird.
Do that. It's so fucking weird. And I get so uncomfortable. Like,
even if they sound good.
Yeah. No, doesn't matter. Like, it's fucking weird. Like, am I supposed to look at you? Are we making eye contact while you're singing at me? Like, this is weird.
I was
like a sonnet. Like, what?
No, thank
what
you.
Is this? Like medieval times? Hard pass. And then like, I get so uncomfortable. Like, there was one Love is Blind. I can't remember the guy, and he was like singing to her, and I was just like,
like, I think we were texting about it.
Cause I was like, I can't.
Wasn't that when we were both watching it at the same time?
I think
and
so.
I was like, what?
I was
the
like,
fuck,
please stop.
Why and are I they think showing you all cap said, no.
Like, I hate it so much.
I'm pretty sure that's the one we were discussing, or
it
maybe I was watching after.
Me out. Like something about it. Ugh. No, don't do that.
If you're...
It's not romantic. It's weird.
And if somebody likes it, that's great. Sing to them. Don't sing to me or Danae.
Ever.
No, thank you.
That's so awkward.
We'll go to your concert. We'll look away.
We'll look not directly in your eyes.
Yeah. I've had it happen at my apartment. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, what do you do? What do I think do with my hands?
I think I had claw marks.
It's just like, what the fuck do I do?
That's what me and my brother-in-law do. Like, when we feel awkward, we put our hands by our faces, like, from the Talladega Nights. Yeah, I have no idea what to do.
What am I supposed to do? Like, that's so weird. Are you supposed to, like, sit there and smile? Like, it's almost like, remember when, like, they would do, like, singing telegrams for, like, Valentine's Day in high school? Like,
I never got one.
I never got one either, but, like, if I did, them get I one. Would... like crawl inside myself and die. Like, that's so embarrassing.
I think that's
the whole
bullying.
Class has to turn and look at you getting sung to and like dance. That's so embarrassing.
I don't want
I was always like so embarrassed for the people. I was like, oh my god, who would do
because
you
know they probably don't want it.
Why would your friends or your boyfriend or whoever, why would they send that to you? That's so embarrassing.
Why don't they love you? Oh my god, you're I'm sweating.
I'm sweating.
I like actually am sweating. Danae and I are so not socially awkward at all. So, anyways, she's singing to him and he was like, that was so sweet.
Like, they're the only two people in the world.
He's like, I can stop being president because that was so sweet.
Oh my god.
Anyways, but if you remember, this is like a side note. This has nothing to do with the story. She was wearing like this nude gown with like crystals on it.
Oh, that Kim Kardashian ruined.
Bingo. In her defense, and I'm not a Kim Kardashian apologist, she has my name. That's what we have in common. That's it. She did change into a dupe right after. She only wore it to walk in and then she changed into a dupe. She didn't wear it all night. I know. I don't.
I mean, whatever. Just whatever.
You didn't need to wear it.
You didn't, like, for what?
You didn't need to wear it. You could have just
keep the dupe on.
Yeah, you could have just worn the dupe.
No one would know. Who would know?
How are they going to know? They're not going to know.
They're not going to know.
But anyways, so she changed into, so Kim Kardashian wore it, but it was like a really beautiful gown.
Yeah. Like, it was like almost like sheer, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
So like very racy for the time.
So you know she did that to be like, remember this?
Remember this body? Look at these big old ditties.
That's why she wore, because people were like, Marilyn Monroe wore a size 12. And it's like, yeah, she had tig old bitties.
In like 40s times.
Yeah.
Like a size 12 and 40s times. It's like a size 6 now or something.
If even. But anyways, so she at that point was kind of like, because she was like in her 30s. And if you remember, in your 30s, that is when you were an old maid.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she'd had two previous marriages. Yikes.
Yeah. So
wow.
She
spinster.
Yeah. So yeah, spinster for sure. She ended up, the last movie she was in was called The Misfits, and she did it with Clark Gable. And at that point, she was really, I hate to use this word, she was pretty unstable. She was like taking painkillers and stuff because she was going through a hard time. She was kind of being rejected by JFK. So she would not show up, and like production was getting really stressful and stuff. And Clark Gable was getting pissed off, and he actually ended up having a heart attack and passing away. That was also his last movie.
Yikes.
So this is just kind of a side note of like what was going on. And at one point, she was committed into a facility. Joe DiMaggio got her out and took care of her.
Aww. So he really did care about her.
Yes. And everyone says, like, she was absolutely the love of his life. So Joe DiMaggio went, and when she was committed, he went and took her out of the facility and took care of her. So that was truly, like, as I say, you know, like, he's her best husband. Oh, he got jealous. I'm like, well, that's not a great look. But he cared for her, like, even after they had divorced. So that's one thing. I want to give props where it is. So anyways, she was like around, you know, the Kennedys and stuff, and they would talk about like thing, you know, like secret things that people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was said that Marilyn Monroe had a little book where she would write interesting little notes about what was going on.
Yeah.
This book wasn't found.
Of course not.
Ever.
Why would it be found?
Exactly.
They wanted.
Exactly. So that's one thing that I want to preface. Who knows if this book existed? I believe it did, but people weren't able to find evidence of it.
Yeah, I think.
And
they
she was a lot smarter than people gave her credit
for. Oh yeah, she's like a bookworm. Like she's,
yeah.
And I think it also like played into the character of like, oh, I'm just a sexy lady. Like no one wants a smart woman.
No. At least,
especially during that time. They were like, we just want you like dumb and hot. Like.
Be dumb and hot.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I really think so. And, like, submissive and don't question things. And men are the leaders. Like, that yeah. was, like...
Don't question them.
Yeah.
They're men. They know.
They know things. Like, no.
Yeah. So, I just want to say that, like... I'm sure they were talking and she's like, ha, 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 uh-huh. but taking it all in
because sure.
she's really smart. So on August 4th, 1962, Peter Lawford called her to come to his party with the Kennedys and she seemed really fucked up, like on pills. Like she was like,
Who's Peter Lawford? Is he like a famous guy?
He was married to one of the Kennedys.
Oh, okay.
So I could have done more research to figure out who
it was. I just didn't know if he was like a movie star or like who
he
was.
Totally legitimate question. So, but he called her and she was like, I can't come over. And he was like, you should come over. And she was just like, I'm not going to come over. I'm kind of tired tonight. And she told him to say bye to Jack, Pat, and himself because he was a nice guy.
Okay.
Peter was worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he called his lawyer and the lawyer was like, do not go check on her. You're going to get the Kennedys kind of put in this situation. He's like, I'm worried about
her. Yeah. Then you're going to be like in a like weird area of like, why are you going to this woman's house? Mm-hmm.
And then he called her therapist.
Oh, he just had that number. Okay.
And they had her housekeeper check on her. There is no record of the time. Sometimes they had her check on her at 12 and she checked on her. And then sometimes they had her check her at 4, but the police weren't called until 4 in the morning. So that's one of the things that was up for debate.
Okay.
I want you to know this story is very convoluted because stuff has been said.
Yeah.
Stuff has been retracted.
And then it can't be verified.
And a lot of it can't be verified. Here's what is the story that the U.S. or like everyone in the world was told. I don't know why I said U.S. She OD'd on Nebutal. There were pills at like all around her like all over her like bedside table.
Yeah.
She was found face down with a phone off the hook.
Mm.
And that's what we were told. And we're like, oh no, she OD'd. And everyone believed it and was like, fine. Joe DiMaggio didn't believe it. And also, why? Why then, if that's so true, why was there no pill residue found in her stomach?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I'm doing this story, because I'm like, interesting. I don't like doing the whole conspiracy theories, but it's also not adding up. Like
the government.
So this is the part that like Keith was like, ooh, interesting. Frank Sinatra warned her about the Kennedys, especially Bobby. Let me tell you something about Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, you did not fuck with that man. Mm. That man was terrifying. They said... And this is supposed, he was like the head of the mafia.
Yeah, like, I thought he definitely had some ties.
Yeah, he had ties and people said he was even in charge of it. If Frank Sinatra, because he was friends with Marilyn Monroe, they might have had a relationship, who knows?
Well, they're like both famous. I'm yeah, sure they, like, exactly. Have met.
Yeah, and he was just like, girl, be careful.
Don't mess with them.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so that's so crazy that you say that because I was watching this TikTok that was like basically saying that after World War II, or it was like maybe during World War II,
mm-hmm.
the government basically had ties with the mafia because they needed them to like help them or something.
Yeah.
And then they were basically saying like, so after the war ended, those ties remained. And there's like a whole bunch of like really like nefarious shit going on in the CIA that gets covered up and like all this stuff is 100%. Happening because they are still tied with like the mafia and like all
crime
the money
and stuff. And,
like,
yeah.
That so
you're telling me, like,
I mean, so this would line up with that where it's like,
yeah,
this is like exactly kind of the timeline of like where that might be, where they're still holding on to those ties mm-hmm. and they're becoming very, very powerful in a lot of yeah. ways. And if Frank Sinatra was perhaps tied to the mafia, and he knew that, and the Kennedys, like, he knew that they're,
yeah,
like,
they were political, like, the
dealing
most,
together.
Like, the most powerful political family.
Yeah.
But just saying, if Frank Sinatra tells you to be careful, you fucking be careful.
Sure. Because,
like, shit's crazy. So, one of the stories, and keep in mind, this didn't, there is no record of this. So if I say something kind of like weird, there's no record of this.
Right.
This is what they think one of the stories was. Bobby came over, Robert F. Kennedy, RFK Jr. is his son, the one who took a topless picture with Kid Rock.
Oh, no, it wasn't just a picture. It was a whole fucking video.
I didn't see the video. Oh, well, I did see. I think I saw.
It's really embarrassing. Like, well, if you want to think like, oh, my God, like if you want to feel better about yourself. Just watch
I think
it.
I did see a quick video of it. They're and like, I was like,
working out in jeans.
You don't work
and
out
in jeans?
And
then he goes into like a full ice bath in jeans. Are you good? Like,
I
you need to watch it.
I won't
it's really
even,
embarrassing.
I won't even go to water parks in jeans. Not that I go to water parks.
Why would
I'm
you
saying,
go to a water park
I'm
in
saying,
jeans?
I'm saying Elitch's. Like even
oh, yeah,
in
yeah,
jean
yeah.
shorts.
No, for
because
sure.
Because if jeans. I get water on them,
they
I'm
stay wet forever.
Gonna be mad.
And like as the most fun. Uncomfortable
yeah.
thing you could possibly wear.
I was
to
like,
work
not
out.
Water parks, but like Elitch's. I yeah, won't yeah. go because no. like I'll wear shorts, but I'm not wearing jean shorts because
yeah,
forget
the
about
video's
that.
Embarrassing, dude.
Anyways. But Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s dad, he was kind of like the little brother that would clean up Jack's messes. Mm. I told Keith, I was like if Eric called you and was like, I need you to do some stuff. Keith's like, I'd do it. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't. And Keith's like, I
depends
might.
On what it is.
I might. And I'm like, okay.
How bad is it?
Yeah, exactly. So he told her, stop calling Jack. This looks really embarrassing. You and she was like, fuck you. I can do a press conference and go to the press about anything I want to. They'd love to hear from me.
Uh-oh.
And Bobby was like, oh.
Oh, is that how it's going to be?
And it was also unclear if she slept with him, too. Maybe as a middle finger to JFK, like, I slept with your brother. So I'm saying, like, who knows funny. If that happened? Yeah, exactly, right? You're like, Kim, you're actually not wrong. So, but it was also rumored that she may have slept with her therapist, too. And this is why I'm saying it's rumored.
I feel like they're just saying she slept with everyone to paint her as a slut.
Yeah. But, like,
she slept with her therapist. She slept with this guy. She slept with that guy. Like, I don't know about that.
But why I'm telling you that sure. is, like, and then they said that Bobby Kennedy called her psychiatrist or therapist. It's interchangeable with
it's
this.
It's weird that they just have this person's information.
Yeah, exactly. And he had him come over because he's like, well, you slept with her too, so you have something to lose. And it says that she's like, well, I'm going to do the press conference. And like they were over at her house and her psychiatrist shot her in the armpit with poison. So they wouldn't find easily like a needle.
Of, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of
interesting
the stories of
why the armpit. Like, did I mean? I feel like there's
you don't
a number
check
of,
the armpit. In, yeah, like in, with that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
They've said people have like put like pills into the bottom of people's feet or like poisoned them.
Yeah.
With stuff like that. So the armpit, they're not going to check that area. But again, this is just
conspiracy
theories.
Yeah. Theories is
yes.
the keyword.
Yes. So. Another thing was people were wondering if Eunice was her housemaid that found her.
Mm-hmm.
They were wondering if she, because they used to do enemas to lose weight.
Yeah.
So they were wondering if Eunice was in on it and gave her like a enema and like that's how they poisoned her.
Oh my God.
Because that's what they used for weight loss. So
well, yeah,
was,
but like how fucked up is that?
Yeah. So that was one of the theories also. So, another theory. Eunice called her psychiatrist, Dr. Greenson.
Everyone's just calling this man.
I know.
Okay.
And he said he found Marilyn dead at midnight, and the cops were there at 4, and then they came over, and her maid was doing laundry at 4 when the cops came over.
But he had been there at midnight
mm-hmm.
and found her dead and
that's
just
where,
didn't alert
that's,
her?
Yeah, that's where the yeah, story... Like, that is like why one of the stories is like, well, I was there at midnight. No, I was there at 4. That's where,
and then it was also interchangeable that the maid checked on her at midnight and then, or at 4 or yes, whatever.
And that's what I'm saying is so the like, story between where when Eunice checked on her has changed millions of times. Greenson, his story has changed millions of times. And they're like, well, if you checked on her at 4, or if you checked on her at midnight, why did you call us at 4?
Yeah.
So there's 4 hours potentially missing.
Unaccounted for.
Yes, exactly. And why are you doing laundry at 4?
Yeah, what a weird time to be doing. Like, why aren't you sleeping?
Yeah, exactly. And the maid even at one point said she found Marilyn at 3.
Okay, now there's 3. Okay.
And the coroners don't know really why she died. It was just kind of like overdose. But keep in mind,
they don't know.
This was the 60s. So they didn't, but it wasn't said that they didn't find any trace of pills for a while. That was something right. We found out later.
I feel like they probably just paid off the coroner's office too. And just like, say this, call it that, make the report this.
Yeah.
And shut the fuck up about it.
So basically, sorry, the story's all over, but it's not known what time Marilyn was found at. These are the key notes.
Yeah.
These are the key takeaways from whatever story you believe. They did not know what time Marilyn was found. They don't actually know who truly found her. Because there was a story where Greenson went outside and he saw her laying on her bed and broke the window. That was one of the many thousands of stories.
Wow.
So they don't know what time she was found. However, the cops were there at around 4 in the morning, a little bit before 4. And I think the Kennedys were involved in some way, form.
I 100% believe that.
But I don't believe she OD'd. I think
they paid off the maid, too. No, I don't think she OD'd. I think they made it look like she OD'd.
So what are your guys' theories? I want to know what people's theories are. Because this is one of those stories where it's like, yes, we're it's all over the place, but who knows? They've changed stuff. So,
well, I think it's like going to be something that is just like a government secret forever kind of thing. And also, did you know there was like a whole like long ass amount of time where when they like collected her body to like to the time that they were supposed to like go to the coroner or something, like there's a whole chunk of time that's like missing.
There's so lots of theories much about time like missing.
People abusing her corpse.
That doesn't surprise me. But I mean, if you think about it, they're like, what did people have to gain from her dying? She talked about going, I could see her going to the press.
It's not what they had to gain. It's what they had to lose. Like if she spoke out, they would lose everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like to keep their
secrets. What they had to lose. Like who is getting out better in this deal of her not being around?
They're getting out better because then their secrets are, you know, remain with them.
And like I said, Joe DiMaggio was like, she didn't OD. She didn't OD. He's like, but I'm not going to say who did it, which is smart because...
Yeah,
because
you don't want to be offed either.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's like the mysterious death of Marilyn Monroe. We'll never know. We'll never know what happened. No. But it sure shit wasn't an OD.
No.
And that's one I wanted to cover because I was like, I've known my whole life that it was kind of mysterious. And I was like, ooh, could it be mysterious Mavens worthy?
Yeah. There's so many like nuggets of information with that one where it's just like,
And unfortunately, they don't have the science that they have now.
Yeah.
And like surveillance and stuff.
I think even
like
if
that.
They did have the science, I think
it would go missing.
It's all the like, it's, you know, the like most the, powerful people
like
in the country,
tapes of
they can make whatever they want to go away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about the tapes of Jeffrey Epstein's suicide.
Right.
That man's the alive. Tapes are missing. Yeah, he's alive and he's in another country. You'll never convince me otherwise. Yeah. He had so much fucking money.
Yeah. God.
Welcome to the...
If you think your government wouldn't, think again. They fucking
We're
would.
The conspiracy mavens now.
I don't even think it's conspiracy.
I don't think it's conspiracy. But what do you guys think? Honestly, like, we want to know. Like, message us, email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com and tell us what you think.
And we'll post pictures on our Instagram at mysteriousmavenspod on Instagram.
It's such a crazy story and it's all over because there's no concrete evidence. But I know everyone's like, ooh, JFK.
Yeah. And there's so many, like, fun, or not, like, fun facts, but, like, tidbits about this that, like, if you guys want to share, like, you know, what you heard or, like, you know, a different take on it, or like some other little like factoid, like let us know.
I shared the theories that to me sounded the most plausible, but there's thousands of theories out there. But to me, like when I was like researching this, I was like, these are the ones I'm gonna share that are still murky.
Yeah.
Even like, what time did Bobby come over? Who knows? Like what happened?
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of the stuff, it's just not known. But we're also on TikTok and Facebook.
And we've got stickers, you guys. We've got two different kinds of stickers. So like if you want stickers, let us know and we'll send them to you.
Friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
We got fun stuff.
We got merch.
We got merch. We hopefully will get into the merch game at some point.
Yeah.
So
potentially shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe a hat. I would like a hat.
Ooh, tank tops.
Yeah.
Sweatshirts.
Cute stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, self-care yourself.
Okay. Self-care for yourself.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.